Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It is the breakfast huddle. I'm Elliot Danker together with Ryan Huang. Time now for Sustainable Singapore. So today, let's talk about personal care and cosmetic products. Why? Because, you know, usually they come in liquid form, right? Just think about, you know, what you have in your bathroom right now. Toothpaste, mouthwash, hand wash, body lotion, deodorant. We use these things every day. And if you think about it, the majority of these products are contained in plastic. But companies are sort of reimagining these products as solids, you know, decreasing the need for plastic packaging. The Lush is one such company. They are coming up with innovative new ways that we can use and store our daily cosmetics. These solid products are formulated with little to, well, no water, so they don't use anything synthetic or synthetic preservatives, and they make it easy to do away with plastic. So some of what they call their naked packaging, right? Ranges include the likes of solid shampoo bars, I'd be interested in that, conditioners, soaps, scrubs, massage bars, even bath oils for that matter. Very hard to imagine, but I think it's quite interesting. So let's talk plastic-free cosmetics. On the line with me is Nafees Kudka, who is the director of Lush Singapore. Nafees, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm fine, thank you.
I like how you call... I like how you call these naked packaging products. Could you walk us through some of the alternatives? Take, for example, you know, I know toothpaste, deodorant, mouthwash, these are in liquid form. Tell us more about what you guys provide.
So, I mean, our first aim is to provide an alternative for all the cosmetics products that are available in the market. And when I say alternative, these would be alternative solid products which do not need any packaging.
Right.
So at this point, and as you mentioned, they're all called naked. More than 50% of Lush products in our shops are all naked.
Okay.
So you mentioned a few different products, but we actually have an alternative for all the toiletries that you use, which will be solid, and there are absolutely no plastics used for those. So let's go into one or two of these, if you're okay.
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
And let's start with my favorite, the shampoo bars, which you mentioned. So these are my absolute favorite of all ranges. They look like small macarons. These are solid products, can be used as a shampoo, or they have all the ingredients that you need for a shampoo. It's solid, and it absolutely doesn't need any preservatives. These are basically self-preservative products. And one small macaron, I don't know if you've seen it or not, one small macaron size shampoo bar actually can go far and can do more than a 250-gram shampoo bottle. Then we have toothy tabs, which are an alternative for toothpaste. So toothpaste, as you know, has microplastic. At the same time, toothpaste containers produce a lot of waste. But our tabs... All right, once again, solid, self-preserving, very easy to travel with, does the job, and we have excellent flavors like Tutti Frutti, Dirty, and Boom, which is made out of charcoal. These are all natural ingredients and very easily, I mean, easy alternatives to all the other products that you can use.
I actually did have a bit of fun going through some of the products and some of the photos online yesterday. And I got to admit, Nafees, it's colorful, it's nice, it looks interesting, but... When you start to think about it, and after you've described it, right, it can at first feel a bit weird because you're so used to, you know, the liquid form, even toothpaste and whatnot. How's the uptake like? I mean, are Singaporeans skeptical of this, or is there a movement that's sort of spreading, getting people to turn to these sustainable alternatives?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. Initially, it was difficult. And you would be surprised, a lot of millennials, when they come to our shops, they point out to our soaps and ask what these are.
Okay.
So they've just grown up. They've just grown up with shower gels, and they've never seen soaps or solid soaps. That's number one. But when we start talking about our products, we start talking about all the ethical ways of working for the environment, why we are doing this, what we are selling, and what how we are helping, it helps. So the uptake for us have been actually quite good, even better than expected. I mean, we started selling our naked products when we first opened in Singapore in 2011. But at that time, there were no other shops selling these type of products. But once we started educating them and all, now our naked products our bath range, especially, which is 100% naked, are actually our high-selling product. So there's a movement going on. A lot of people are thinking. Some customers come to our shops who are really passionate about environmental issues and sustainability. They come to our shop only because we are selling these products.
I want to talk a little bit about price point. Obviously, you know, you have seen other products out there when they push their sustainability agenda. It does come at a little bit of a higher cost. Now, if we were to compare, what is the price point of your products? Do we have to pay more because of these quality ingredients?
Yes and no. Okay. Because I'll answer this a little bit differently.
Sure.
So you actually pay for your ingredients. It depends on what exactly goes in there. You don't pay anything extra just because they're solids. Let me give an example of our shower gels. We have our normal shower gels, which come in a recycled plastic bottle, and we have naked shower gels, which look like bottles, small bottles, but they're actually solid. So they come out of the exact same ingredients that we use in a normal shower gel, just that the water content is taken out and they put some self-preserving materials there and thickens them and makes it look like shower gels.
Right.
So if you look at a product like that, they would cost exactly the same, if not less, because there's no plastic. But you actually pay for ingredients.
Yeah. Fair enough. Nafisa, anyone's tuning in right now keeps hearing us say the word naked many times. They think we're talking about our 21 conversation. No, we are talking about Lush and how they've been creating naked packaging products. It's a lot more sustainable. And I've got Nafisa Kunka, the director of Lush Singapore, on the line with me. I like this take back program that you guys have. Do tell us a little bit more about it. So from what I understand, you have the take back program to make sure that plastic packaging gets recycled. There's even some kind of reward as well?
Yes. Unfortunately, we actually have to still use some recycled black pots for some of our skincare range. We just cannot do without packagings for your, let's say, moisturizer and all that you have. Also, we have some alternatives with solid, but we also have some products which need packaging. So we use these recycled PET, recycled black pots. What we do is when customers buy these and every time they bring back 5 of these recycled pots back, we give them a free fresh face mask, which are a hugely popular product. Okay. So what we do is we do that so that the customers don't really put them to waste. They bring it to us. And how it started is actually in UK, where Lush takes these back and then puts them through a different process in their own facility and makes black pots again.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a closed loop. Unfortunately, we can't do that totally in Singapore, but we actually make good use of the black pots. We use it for different things, and we work with different companies to recycle them. And sometimes we also recycle them as flower pots and artwork or other things over here. So we encourage customers to bring back the black pots.
We
don't want that plastic to go into waste.
And the uptake has been pretty good, I hope.
Yeah, that's really good. Actually, honestly, after the circuit breaker, initially we couldn't do it because we didn't have the really fresh face mask in stock for a while. And we've been getting thousands of queries on when we can bring them all these pots so that we can get it back. It's actually quite good. It's a good program. It's a very good program. And we have it globally for Lush.
That's excellent. But these naked products, going back to that, they look really pretty in the shop. But the question that comes to mind for me, because so I have to admit, I would be very new to this. What is the correct way to store them? I mean, do you just leave it out in the open like that?
It's actually quite simple. You just have to get used to it a little bit.
Okay.
And we give the customers about it. First thing is take the products and keep it in a cool and dry place. Don't keep it wet. Or directly under the sunlight, because then, I mean, you know, Singapore is very hot and humid.
Yeah.
And it may lose its color a little bit and stuff. So you keep it in a cool and dry place. And you can actually some customers even bring their own containers and do it. But we also sell some aluminum tins sometimes. Customers buy that. So these are small tins where you can put these products after their dryer. And there's a cover as well so that you can travel around with them. So it's not only that. But the main thing that we tell the customers is keep it in a cool and dry place. And if you keep it covered or sealed like in the aluminum tins, let it dry a bit and put it there. And your products will last even more than your packaged products.
But, you know, the cosmetics industry, if you look at the where the commercial side is concerned, the kind of, literally the kind of ads, the kind of advertism, the kind of marketing that goes into it, certain brands are pretty much printed into a person's brain. So in this sense, how can, or do you think that the cosmetics industry can change its reliance on plastic, since we're so used to seeing these brands in plastic packaging and whatnot? We may not think to go for a product like Lush, for example.
I think it can surely change.
Okay.
If we can find alternatives for every single product, why can't others do it? Everyone needs to be conscious. And for this, I think both the manufacturers or brands and the customers need to be more conscious. It's not only the brands, they're also. When customers, also their mindset changes, I think more brands will be forced to move there. I mean, if more than 50% of our products can be naked, it is possible to do. I know sometimes the ingredients that we do, sometimes people say that these may or may not be a bit more expensive than the regular ingredients. Like, why do they use more plastic? Because it's cheap. So one way is plastic goods more expensive and they don't use it. Or second way, they just use some of these alternatives, which may be of slightly higher value now. Okay. But if everyone uses all these products, the costs will come down as well for all these alternates. So I don't see any reason why it cannot happen, but the manufacturers or the brands will need to take the lead.
Yeah.
Once we educate customers and we bring in alternative products, I'm very sure this industry will change. This industry has to change.
And especially with the age group as well. Like you mentioned earlier on, there is quite an uptick where millennials are concerned. I'm sure with the next generation, the strawberry generation, it'll go up even more, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course, it has to change.
Nafis, final question for you. I want to talk about Lush Singapore's future plans. I mean, we've just come out of a circuit breaker period. Mm-hmm. We're in phase two. The economy is slowly starting to start up again. What do you foresee for the rest of the year? What's on the cards for Lush Singapore?
Okay, interesting. So, I mean, these are unprecedented times, right? So we had the circuit breaker, pre-circuit breaker and post-circuit breaker. You're still coming out of it, I would say. So if you look at Singapore as a whole, overall, we have a strong local customer base. At the same time, we also have a lot of tourists who come to Singapore. So how we see it is in two parts. The positive part of circuit breaker is that our online sales went up more than 10 times.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we lost a lot of sales with 2.5 months of closures.
Sure.
So now in the next 6 months, we have to recover quite a bit. But when you talk about plans, I think getting the tourists back will take time. And even people socially to come out and shop will take a little bit more time. So we're doing different other ways. We're trying to promote our online sales more. Mm-hmm. That will be a huge focus for us in the next 1 year. We are going to work with probably other partners so that we are more widely available online in Singapore. That's the circuit breaker measures. But in terms of our plans, Lush has always been a very, very strong ethical brand.
Okay.
It's a campaigning brand. It's a non-advertising brand. We would love to be stay true to our core values. We will keep campaigning about what we believe in. We in Singapore, we want to expand our business both online and brick and mortar. We want to reach to the whole of Singapore, convert them more into using our environment-friendly products. We want to educate Singaporeans on how we can make the world a better place.
Fantastic stuff. I've been speaking with Nafis Kudka, who is director for Lush Singapore. Thank you, sir, for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you, Elliot.
Our Sustainable Singapore segment is written and produced by Rianne Lovell-Bullard.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.